The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Politics of Power, written by Noam Chomsky, is a book that examines the power dynamics of the world and how they shape our lives. It looks at the history of power and how it has been used to control and manipulate people. It also looks at the current state of power and how it is used to maintain the status quo. The book looks at the different forms of power, such as economic, political, and military, and how they are used to maintain control. It also looks at the role of the media in shaping public opinion and how it can be used to manipulate people. Finally, the book looks at the role of the individual in the power structure and how they can use their power to create change. The book is an in-depth look at the power dynamics of the world and how they shape our lives. The book begins by looking at the history of power and how it has been used to control and manipulate people. It looks at the different forms of power, such as economic, political, and military, and how they are used to maintain control. It also looks at the role of the media in shaping public opinion and how it can be used to manipulate people. The book then looks at the current state of power and how it is used to maintain the status quo. It examines the different ways in which power is used, such as through economic sanctions, military interventions, and propaganda. It also looks at the role of the individual in the power structure and how they can use their power to create change. The book then looks at the different forms of resistance to power and how they can be used to challenge the status quo. It looks at the role of civil society in challenging power and how it can be used to create change. It also looks at the role of the media in challenging power and how it can be used to create change. Finally, the book looks at the role of the individual in challenging power and how they can use their power to create change. The book is an in-depth look at the power dynamics of the world and how they shape our lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The U.S. government is driven by a desire for power and control. Idea summary. The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines the motivations of the U.S. government and argues that its primary goal is to maintain power and control over its citizens and the world. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines the motivations of the U.S. government and argues that its primary goal is to maintain power and control over its citizens and the world. He argues that the U.S. government is driven by a desire for power and control, and that this desire is reflected in its policies and actions. Chomsky argues that the U.S. government seeks to maintain its power and control by using a variety of tactics, such as military intervention, economic sanctions, and diplomatic pressure. He also argues that the U.S. government has used its power and control to manipulate public opinion and to shape the media narrative in order to further its own interests. Finally, Chomsky argues that the U.S. government has used its power and control to create a system of inequality and injustice, which has resulted in the marginalization of certain groups and the perpetuation of poverty and inequality. Chomsky's analysis of the U.S. government's motivations and actions is both insightful and thought-provoking. He argues that the U.S. government's desire for power and control is the driving force behind its policies and actions, and that this desire has resulted in a system of inequality and injustice. He also argues that the U.S. government has used its power and control to manipulate public opinion and to shape the media narrative in order to further its own interests. By examining the motivations of the U.S. government and its actions, Chomsky provides a powerful critique of the U.S. government and its policies. Main idea number 2. U.S. foreign policy is based on the pursuit of economic and military dominance. Idea summary. The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is driven by a desire for economic and military dominance, which often leads to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is driven by a desire for economic and military dominance. He argues that this pursuit of power often leads to the exploitation of other countries, as the U.S. seeks to maintain its hegemony in the international arena. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is based on the idea of power politics, which is the belief that the U.S. should use its power to shape the world in its own interests. He argues that this approach has led to a number of negative consequences, such as the destabilization of other countries, the erosion of civil liberties, and the perpetuation of poverty and inequality. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy has been used to support oppressive regimes and to undermine the sovereignty of other nations. Ultimately, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is based on the pursuit of economic and military dominance, and that this pursuit has had a detrimental effect on the world. Main idea number 3. U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect corporate interests. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to protect corporate interests, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to protect corporate interests. He argues that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries, as corporations are able to use their economic and political power to influence foreign policy decisions. Chomsky argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of the people of other countries. He also argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of its own citizens. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect corporate interests, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of the people of other countries. He also argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of its own citizens. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of the world as a whole. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect corporate interests, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of the people of other countries. He also argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of its own citizens. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of the world as a whole. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. government is more concerned with protecting corporate interests than with protecting the interests of the environment. Main idea number 4. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is designed to ensure that the U.S. remains the dominant power in the world, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, even when those interests conflict with the interests of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to promote U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over resources, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. military superiority, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Main idea number 5. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over resources. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over resources. He argues that this control can lead to the exploitation of other countries, as the U.S. seeks to gain access to resources and markets. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the oppression of other countries. He further argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over resources, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the oppression of other countries. He further argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. Main idea number 6. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. influence in the world. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. influence in the world, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. influence in the world. He argues that this influence is often used to exploit other countries, particularly those in the global south. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony in the world, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence in the world, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance in the world, and that this can lead to the oppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over other countries, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony in the world, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence in the world, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over other countries, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony in the world, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence in the world, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance in the world, and that this can lead to the oppression of other countries. Main idea number 7. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power in the world. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. power in the world, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. power in the world. He argues that this power is used to exploit other countries, often through economic and military means. He further argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, even when those interests are not in the best interests of the people of the countries affected. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to support oppressive regimes, which can lead to human rights abuses and other forms of exploitation. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony in the world, which can lead to a lack of democracy and freedom in other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power in the world, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, even when those interests are not in the best interests of the people of the countries affected. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to support oppressive regimes, which can lead to human rights abuses and other forms of exploitation. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony in the world, which can lead to a lack of democracy and freedom in other countries. Main idea number 8. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance in the world. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. dominance in the world, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. dominance in the world. He argues that this dominance is often achieved through the exploitation of other countries, which can lead to a variety of negative consequences. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, such as access to resources, markets, and strategic locations. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to support U.S. allies, such as Israel, and to oppose U.S. adversaries, such as Iran. He further argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to promote U.S. values, such as democracy and human rights, but that these values are often used selectively and inconsistently. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, which can lead to the marginalization of other countries and the perpetuation of global inequality. Main idea number 9. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global markets. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global markets, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global markets. He argues that this control can lead to the exploitation of other countries, as the U.S. is able to dictate the terms of trade and economic policies. Chomsky argues that this control is often used to benefit U.S. corporations, while leaving other countries with little to no benefit. He also argues that this control can lead to the suppression of democracy and human rights in other countries, as the U.S. is able to impose its own policies on them. He further argues that this control can lead to the destabilization of other countries, as the U.S. is able to manipulate their economies and political systems. Ultimately, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global markets, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Main idea number 10. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources. He argues that this control is often used to exploit other countries, particularly those in the global south. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. corporations have access to resources and markets, while other countries are denied access. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is used to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to exploit resources in other countries without paying fair wages or providing adequate working conditions. He argues that this exploitation of resources and labor is often done in the name of free trade and globalization, but in reality it is a form of economic imperialism. He argues that this form of imperialism is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. corporations have access to resources and markets, while other countries are denied access. He argues that this is done through the use of economic sanctions, military interventions, and other forms of coercion. He argues that this form of economic imperialism is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this form of imperialism is often used to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to exploit resources in other countries without paying fair wages or providing adequate working conditions. He argues that this form of exploitation is often done in the name of free trade and globalization, but in reality it is a form of economic imperialism. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this form of imperialism is often used to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to exploit resources in other countries without paying fair wages or providing adequate working conditions. He argues that this form of exploitation is often done in the name of free trade and globalization, but in reality it is a form of economic imperialism. He argues that this form of imperialism is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Main idea number 11. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global institutions. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global institutions, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global institutions. He argues that this control can lead to the exploitation of other countries, as the U.S. is able to use its power to shape the rules and regulations of international organizations to its own advantage. Chomsky also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, as well as to maintain U.S. hegemony in the international system. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that the U.S. is able to maintain its position of power in the world, and to ensure that other countries are not able to challenge U.S. dominance. Chomsky also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to promote U.S. interests in other countries, and to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to access resources and markets in other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to access resources and markets in other countries, and to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to maintain their competitive advantage in the global economy. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to access resources and markets in other countries, and to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to maintain their competitive advantage in the global economy. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. interests are protected in other countries, and to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to access resources and markets in other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. interests are protected in other countries, and to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to access resources and markets in other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. interests are protected in other countries, and to ensure that U.S. corporations are able to access resources and markets in other countries. Main idea number 12. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global media. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global media, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Noam Chomsky's book, The Politics of Power, examines U.S. foreign policy and its implications for global media. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global media, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy is often used to influence the media in other countries, allowing the U.S. to shape the narrative and control the flow of information. This can lead to the U.S. having an outsized influence on the media in other countries, which can be used to manipulate public opinion and shape the political landscape. Furthermore, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy can be used to limit the access of other countries to certain types of media, such as television and radio, which can lead to the exploitation of those countries. Chomsky also argues that U.S. foreign policy can be used to limit the access of other countries to certain types of media, such as television and radio, which can lead to the exploitation of those countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy can be used to limit the access of other countries to certain types of media, such as television and radio, which can lead to the exploitation of those countries. This can lead to the U.S. having an outsized influence on the media in other countries, which can be used to manipulate public opinion and shape the political landscape. Furthermore, U.S. foreign policy can be used to limit the access of other countries to certain types of media, such as television and radio, which can lead to the exploitation of those countries. In conclusion, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global media, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy is often used to influence the media in other countries, allowing the U.S. to shape the narrative and control the flow of information. Furthermore, U.S. foreign policy can be used to limit the access of other countries to certain types of media, such as television and radio, which can lead to the exploitation of those countries. This can lead to the U.S. having an outsized influence on the media in other countries, which can be used to manipulate public opinion and shape the political landscape. Main idea number 13. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global finance. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global finance, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global finance. He argues that this control can lead to the exploitation of other countries, as the U.S. is able to dictate the terms of international economic agreements. Chomsky argues that this control is used to ensure that the U.S. is able to maintain its economic and political power, while other countries are left to suffer the consequences of U.S.-imposed policies. He further argues that this control is often used to benefit U.S. corporations, while leaving other countries with little to no economic benefit. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global finance, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this control is used to ensure that the U.S. is able to maintain its economic and political power, while other countries are left to suffer the consequences of U.S.-imposed policies. He further argues that this control is often used to benefit U.S. corporations, while leaving other countries with little to no economic benefit. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global finance, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this control is used to ensure that the U.S. is able to maintain its economic and political power, while other countries are left to suffer the consequences of U.S.-imposed policies. He further argues that this control is often used to benefit U.S. corporations, while leaving other countries with little to no economic benefit. He argues that this control is used to ensure that the U.S. is able to maintain its economic and political power, while other countries are left to suffer the consequences of U.S.-imposed policies. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global finance, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this control is used to ensure that the U.S. is able to maintain its economic and political power, while other countries are left to suffer the consequences of U.S.-imposed policies. He further argues that this control is often used to benefit U.S. corporations, while leaving other countries with little to no economic benefit. He argues that this control is used to ensure that the U.S. is able to maintain its economic and political power, while other countries are left to suffer the consequences of U.S.-imposed policies. He further argues that this control is used to benefit U.S. corporations, while leaving other countries with little to no economic benefit. Main idea number 14. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global trade. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global trade, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global trade. He argues that this control can lead to the exploitation of other countries, as the U.S. is able to dictate the terms of trade and impose its own economic interests on other nations. Chomsky also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. corporate interests, which can lead to the further exploitation of other countries. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. is able to benefit from the resources of other countries without providing any benefit in return. Chomsky also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony in the global economy. He argues that the U.S. is able to use its economic and military power to influence the policies of other countries, which can lead to the further exploitation of those countries. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. is able to benefit from the resources of other countries without providing any benefit in return. Overall, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global trade, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. is able to benefit from the resources of other countries without providing any benefit in return. He argues that this can lead to a situation where the U.S. is able to maintain its hegemony in the global economy and dictate the terms of trade to other countries. Main idea number 15. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics. He argues that this control is often used to exploit other countries, particularly those in the global South. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. economic interests, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, and that this can lead to the suppression of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. power and influence, and that this can lead to the subjugation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. dominance, and that this can lead to the domination of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global politics, and that this can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Main idea number 16. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global security. Idea summary. The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global security, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global security. He argues that this control is often used to exploit other countries, particularly those in the global South. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, rather than to promote global security. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to support oppressive regimes, which can lead to human rights abuses and the exploitation of resources. He further argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, which can lead to the marginalization of other countries. Finally, he argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to promote U.S. economic interests, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global security, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, rather than to promote global security. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to support oppressive regimes, which can lead to human rights abuses and the exploitation of resources. He further argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, which can lead to the marginalization of other countries. Finally, he argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to promote U.S. economic interests, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In conclusion, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global security, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to protect U.S. interests, rather than to promote global security. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to support oppressive regimes, which can lead to human rights abuses and the exploitation of resources. He further argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony, which can lead to the marginalization of other countries. Finally, he argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to promote U.S. economic interests, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Main idea number 17. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global culture. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global culture, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global culture. He argues that this control is used to exploit other countries, often through economic and military means. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is designed to ensure that the U.S. remains the dominant power in the world, and that this dominance is used to maintain U.S. control over global culture. He argues that this control is used to ensure that U.S. interests are served, and that other countries are kept in a subordinate position. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is used to ensure that U.S. culture is spread throughout the world, and that other cultures are suppressed. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is used to maintain U.S. control over global culture in order to ensure that U.S. interests are served. He argues that this control is used to ensure that U.S. culture is spread throughout the world, and that other cultures are suppressed. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is used to ensure that U.S. economic interests are served, and that other countries are kept in a subordinate position. He argues that this control is used to exploit other countries, often through economic and military means. In conclusion, Noam Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global culture. He argues that this control is used to ensure that U.S. interests are served, and that other countries are kept in a subordinate position. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is used to ensure that U.S. culture is spread throughout the world, and that other cultures are suppressed. He argues that this control is used to exploit other countries, often through economic and military means. Main idea number 18. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In The Politics of Power, Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources. He argues that this control is often used to exploit other countries, particularly those in the global south. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is driven by a desire to maintain U.S. hegemony and to ensure that U.S. interests are protected. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over resources such as oil, minerals, and other natural resources. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over markets, such as those in the global south, which can lead to the exploitation of those countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global institutions, such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global security, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over markets, which can lead to the exploitation of those countries. He also argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global institutions, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global security, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In conclusion, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global resources, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over markets, global institutions, and global security, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. hegemony and to ensure that U.S. interests are protected, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Main idea number 19. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global technology. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global technology, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Noam Chomsky's book, The Politics of Power, examines U.S. foreign policy and its implications for global technology. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global technology, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. companies have access to the latest technology, while other countries are denied access to the same technology. This can lead to a situation where U.S. companies are able to dominate the global market, while other countries are left behind. Furthermore, U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. Chomsky also argues that U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. He explains that U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. This can lead to a situation where U.S. companies are able to dominate the global market, while other countries are left behind. Furthermore, U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. In addition, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. He explains that U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. This can lead to a situation where U.S. companies are able to dominate the global market, while other countries are left behind. Furthermore, U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. Overall, Chomsky's book, The Politics of Power, examines U.S. foreign policy and its implications for global technology. He argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global technology, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy is often used to ensure that U.S. companies have access to the latest technology, while other countries are denied access to the same technology. Furthermore, U.S. foreign policy can be used to ensure that U.S. companies are able to access resources from other countries at a lower cost than their competitors, allowing them to gain an unfair advantage. Main idea number 20. U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global information. Idea summary: The Politics of Power by Noam Chomsky examines U.S. foreign policy and argues that it is often used to maintain U.S. control over global information, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Noam Chomsky's book, The Politics of Power, examines U.S. foreign policy and its implications for global information. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global information, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy is often used to create a system of global information control, which can be used to manipulate the public and to control the flow of information. This control can be used to influence public opinion, to shape the media landscape, and to limit access to information. Chomsky also argues that U.S. foreign policy can be used to create a system of economic exploitation, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy can be used to create a system of economic inequality, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He argues that U.S. foreign policy can be used to create a system of political control, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. Finally, Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy can be used to create a system of cultural domination, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. In conclusion, Noam Chomsky's book, The Politics of Power, examines U.S. foreign policy and its implications for global information. Chomsky argues that U.S. foreign policy is often used to maintain U.S. control over global information, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries. He explains that U.S. foreign policy can be used to create a system of global information control, economic exploitation, political control, and cultural domination, which can lead to the exploitation of other countries.